Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Any sense of an economic recovery could be scuttled by what's going on in Congress right now. We are joined by Republican Congressman Lynn Westmoreland, member of the House Committee on Financial Services. He represents Georgia's 3rd Congressional District. Welcome, Congressman.
Thank you, John.
Do you think the economic recovery is threatened by any of the debates in Congress, including a debate over the Affordable Care Act, the debate over a government shutdown, a possible government shutdown, and even the debt ceiling?
Well, John, you have to remember that the Affordable Care Act affects about 16 to 17% of our economy. So I certainly think that if this thing does go into effect in January of 2014, it is going to be a drag on the economy. But the economy, you know, we've had 5 years. This has been the slowest recovery from a recession in history. So at this particular point, it's very fragile, but I don't know how much worse we could hurt it.
What do you think of the effort to put defunding of the Affordable Care Act into the continuing resolution or the funding of the government resolution?
Well, John, what Tom Graves has done is dropped the bill. Right now we've got about 72 co-sponsors on it, and it's the Stability, the Security, and the Fairness Act. And stability because it funds the government for 1 year, CR, at the post-sequester rate. It includes the 3 appropriations bills that has passed the House, which is the Veterans, Homeland Security, and DOD, which gives them more flexibility with the budget. And then it's fair because it delays and defunds Obamacare, or Affordable Care Act, for 1 year for individuals, just like it's been delayed for businesses and other special interest groups. This delays it for the American citizen for that 1 year. I think people are finally starting to read the bill. I know the labor unions are starting to read the bill. Some of the Medicaid states are starting to read the bill and understand that that's going to be unaffordable for them. So this thing, I think, is one of the Democratic senators says it's not ready for prime time.
What do you make of the argument that Democrats say it's the law of the land, the function of the government, the job of the government is now to implement this law? If Congress wants to revisit health care, they can certainly do that in a new bill that would amend this. So this is just not the way to do social policy. What do you make of that argument?
Well, John, I'm sure that the Affordable Care Act is not the first bad bill that's ever been passed up here. And when you do make a mistake, when you do something that is so comprehensive that nobody understands it, and you have to have 20, 30,000 pages of rules and regulations, you have to have 111 new boards, commissions, agencies to administer this law. When you look at something like that, and if it's bad, then you need to change it or you need to fix it.
Don't you run the risk of revisiting a debate that Americans think is over? And if this doesn't get past the Senate, it will mean a government showdown. And then we're not talking about affordable care anymore. We're talking about the same kinds of debates that took place in the 90s during the Clinton era. And you know what happened to the GOP back then?
Well, let's look at it this way, John. I think, you know, the president and Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi are the ones that are continually talking about a government shutdown. It's not Republicans. That's the reason we call the bill stability, because it does fund the government for 1 year at the post-sequester rate. And so, I mean, we don't want to shut down the government. And if you look at the argument of this, what's wrong with having a 1 year CR that gives the American people, the businesses, our federal agencies, the stability to know that they've at least got 1 year under this continuing resolution? I hate continuing resolutions, but the House hasn't done his job on passing all the appropriations bills. And then if you look at the security, who in the world could possibly have a problem with helping the DOD, who has taken the brunt of some of these sequester cuts, helping our veterans, our men and women that are on the front line every day, and then helping the Department of Homeland Security, the people that protect our homeland. I don't know how you could argue with that.
Are you on good speaking terms with House Speaker Boehner, who really opposes this effort by the 40 House Republicans? And what's your position on the debt ceiling if it comes to a vote?
Well, I think that the debt ceiling, we're going to have to see what type of cuts that we get. I think we've got to look at some of the mandatory spending that we do. And so right now, the debt ceiling, if it's just a clean debt ceiling vote, I'm going to vote no. And if it's got an appropriate amount of cuts and some real reforms in it, then I would certainly give it some consideration.
Speaker Boehner is not going to be happy about that, Congressman.
Well, he's not been happy with me a lot, so he's a good friend, and I like the speaker, but he's not been really approval of everything I've done.
Republican Congressman Lynn Westmoreland, member of the House Committee on Financial Services, represents Georgia's 3rd Congressional District. Thank you, Congressman.
Thank you, John.
Boy, you can hear the divisions in the GOP there. Later this hour, so much stuff. Why buy when you can rent? Why own when you can share? What do you proudly own and more proudly share?
Hi, my name is Stefan, and I'm from Seattle, Washington. And we use the car-to-go service on a regular basis. We even use it when we go out of town. We love it and hope to one day be a one-car family.
Nice. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Share your story with us. Find us at facebook.com/thetakeaway.